you listen to a band called the Three Stripped Gears play the Blackberry Rag from back in 1931, I'm going to tell you about that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard from the Way Down Wanderers doing Moonglow Carolina from their 2019 record Illusions. Also from 2019, you heard Rising Appalachia do Love Her in the Morning from their record Ley Lines. Then from Janis Ian's newest record called The Light at the End of the Line, you heard Nina. And then the last thing in the set was from Long Haul Paul, Paul Marhoefer. But he's a long haul trucker, and when he takes the stage, he goes by Long Haul Paul. And he was telling the story of Pork Chop Honey, a man who saved many lives by sacrificing his expensive pickup truck so that a drunk driver wouldn't plow into other people. And that's from Long Haul Paul's 2021 record, Corn Belt Cafe. Well, I was so busy dancing, the time's just about up in the first half of Whiskey Before Breakfast. Station break is up next, and we'll be back with more music. Stay tuned. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle, dingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-tubby-toot-ta.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music. We're going to start the second half of Whiskey Before Breakfast with the original 1924 recording of Vernon Delhart singing The Wreck of the Old 97.
Come on in a little more coal. And when we cross that white old mountain, you can watch your 97 roll. A mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville and a line on a 3 mile grade. It was on that grade that he lost his average, and you see what a jump he made. Going down grade, making 90 miles an hour when his whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle and a scalded to death with a steam. Now, ladies, you must take warning from this time now and on. Never speak hard words to your true love and husband. He may leave you and never return.
Oh, gone and I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world.
Runway number 9. 707 set to go. But I'm stuck here on the grass where the cold winds blow. Well, the liquor tasted good and the women all were fast. There she goes, my friend. She's rolling now at last. Hear the mighty engine roar. See the silver wing on high. She's away and westward bound. High above the clouds she'll fly. Where the morning rain don't fall. And the sun always shines. She'll be flying on my horn in about 3 hours' time. Down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and drunk as I can be. You can jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I best be on my way. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain.
Tristan Scroggins' new record called One Ring Circus, you're hearing a medley of Tennessee Waltz and Wiley Laws. And yes, he's indeed playing the tenor banjo, the plectrum banjo. Now, what did you hear in that last set of music? Start off with two good old American tunes, Vernon Dalhart from 1924, doing The Wreck of the Old 97, and then Benton Flippin and the Smoky Valley Boys, doing Sitting on Top of the World from back in 1984. And that was recorded at WPAQ Radio down there in Virginia. The next we heard Pentangle do Let No Man Steal Your Time. I think that was on their original record, The Pentangle, that came out in the mid-1960s. I played it from a compilation called Early Classics. And then the last thing in the set was another classic, Ian and Sylvia doing Early Morning Rain. I played that from a 2002 Vanguard compilation called Roots of Folk. This next set's going to be, well, interesting. It's going to start off with one of the filthiest clean songs I know. Carl Martin's Ice Cream Freezer Blues. Remember, just think about ice cream.
My girl got an ice cream freezer, and she let me put my milk in her can. My girl got an ice cream freezer, and she let me put my milk in her can. Well, now her freezer ain't supposed to be turned by no other man. Some people crave vanilla and strawberry, but I swear black walnut is all I love. Some people crave vanilla and strawberry, but I swear black walnut is all I love. Yes, when I put my dasher into her freezer, it fits just like a rubber glove.
Hey, boy, pay it now.
Slow and easy. She said, Daddy, just hold back and stick around. Yes, she turns a can so slow and easy. She said, Daddy, just hold back and stick around. I said, Baby, look like you done waited too late. And because I'm about to let this flavor come on down. You've done used my ice cream freezer. Now, Daddy, it looks like you're ready to leave. Yes, you've done used my ice cream freezer. Now, Daddy, it looks like you're ready to leave. But you're always welcome to use my freezer just any time you got more cream to freeze.
Is blooming Dixieland, I'll be coming back to you. When the birds are singing music grand to the sweetest girl I ever knew, I'll be saving up my money to build a little cabin home for two. When the roses bloom in Dixieland, I'll be coming back to you. money at the railroad time. I said, honey, wait for me. I'm going up north to make some money, you see. Then I'll head for old Tennessee. When the roses bloom in Dixieland, I'll be coming back to you.
That's the way you pick it now, but what would it have sounded like when you were just a kid just starting? That would give somebody a heart attack trying to learn the guitar now, thinking that's the way you first played it. What would it have sounded like way back then?
Yeah, I would have done a strum and I sang it way up high in C because my voice hadn't changed.
Yeah, right. And you did the Carter Family strum.
I'd have done it something like this along with the words. I just got a letter from the sunny south, from my girl in Tennessee. She said she loved me like she used to do and was waiting there for me. I have answered back her letter. I'm so far away. When the roses bloom in Dixieland, I'll be going back to stay. That's just about the way I played it.
And your father went and bought you the guitar.
Yep, he went and bought me the guitar.
Was that the first big thing you ever owned?
I reckon it must have been, yeah.
Did you ever let your brothers and sisters play it?
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of shared the instruments?
None of them carried anything. Well, my brother David liked to fool with it. And Lenny, and he still kept Cousin Spencer's guitar around. And he and I learned to pick and sing some stuff together along a little later. I believe he finally bought the other guitar from Spencer.
So out of nine children, you were really the only one that really got into music, huh?
David played the fiddle some, believe it or not, in the old-time tuning, the open tuning, we called it, on the fiddle. And when he went in the Navy, he never did fool with it no more. Doggone him, he could have been a pretty good fiddler, and I know he was a real good singer. But Lynn, after he went in the Army, he didn't fool with the guitar anymore either.
Now, at the time you got the guitar, you were already a pretty decent harmonica player, decent banjo player. What was it about the guitar that made you say, this is my instrument?
Just the guitar itself. There was something about it. It had a few more possibilities in music as an accompanying instrument, you know, for a fellow who wanted to sing. And, well, I just love the guitar for what it is. And as for musical instrument, it was my first love, though it came second. Or maybe third, if you want to count the harmonica.
Was Maybelle Carter's picking the first time you heard somebody play the lead on the bass?
Yes. I don't remember whether the blind lady that came and spent the night with us, she was about 16 or 17 years old at the time. She was my Uncle Wade's daughter by Uncle Wade Green's daughter by his first wife. She wasn't really a cousin of mine until he lost his first wife and he married Dad's sister. But anyway, I'm not going to give you a family history there, but I was just thinking about that. Just come to mind. Princess was Uncle Wade's second child by his first wife. He had a son named Sam. Princess was a good singer. She was a blind lady and could play the guitar almost like Maybelle Carter.
Now, how old were you when you saw her?
Oh, when she first came and spent the night with us that time, I must have been. That was before I got my harmonica.
Oh, really? So little kid.
Yeah, I was little. Wow. But the sound of that guitar and her beautiful voice, she could sing just like Sarah.
Well, how did you go about learning the chords, you know, if you couldn't see somebody play the chords?
You
did
don't
you
have to
poke
see.
Around until you found them?
Paul told me when I learned my first chords, Paul Montgomery he could see just a tiny bit, but he told me where to put my fingers on the first, the C, the G, the D, and the A chord. And, man, I love the guitar so good that every time he'd sit down, I'd get him to show them to me over about the fourth time I had them.
Now, this is when you were down at the blind school.
Yeah.
The wind was a torrent of darkness among the gusty trees. The moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas. And the road was a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor. And the highwayman came riding, riding, riding. Yes, the highwayman came riding up to the old inn door. Over the cobbles he clattered and clashed in the darkened yard. And he tapped with his whip on the window, but all was locked and barred. So he whistled a tune to the window, and who should be waiting there but the landlord's black-eyed daughter. Yes, the landlord's daughter, plaiting a dark red love knot into her long black hair. One kiss, my bonny sweetheart, for I'm after a prize tonight. But I shall be back with the yellow gold before the morning light. Yet if they press me sharply and harry me through the day, oh, then look for me by moonlight. Watch for me by moonlight, and I'll come to thee by moonlight, though hell should bar the way. He did not come at the dawning, no, he did not come at the noon. And out of the tawny sunset, before the rise of the moon, when the road was a gypsy's ribbon, looping the purple moor, oh, a red coat troop came marching, marching, marching. King George's men came marching up to the old inn door. And they bound the landlord's daughter with many a sniggering jest. And they bound the musket beside her with a barrel beneath her breast. Now keep good watch, and they kissed her. She heard the dead man say, oh, look for me by moonlight. Watch for me by moonlight, and I'll come to thee by moonlight, though hell should bar the way. Look for me by moonlight, hoofbeats ringing clear. Watch for me by moonlight, were they deaf that they did not hear? For he rode on the gypsy highway. She breathed one final breath, then her finger moved in the moonlight. Her musket shattered the moonlight, and it shattered her breast in the moonlight, and warned him with her death. Oh, he turned, he spurred on to the west. He did not know who stood, bowed with her black hair a-flowing down, drenched with her own red blood. No, not till the dawn had he heard it, and his face grew gray to hear how Bess, the landlord's daughter, landlord's black-eyed daughter, had watched for her love in the moonlight and died in the darkness there. Back he spurred like a madman, shrieking a curse to the sky, with a white road smoking behind him and his rapier brandished high. Blood red were his spurs in the golden moon, wine red his velvet coat, when they shot him down on the highway, down like a dog on the highway. And he lay in his blood on the highway, with a bunch of lace at his throat. And still of a winter's night, they say, when the wind is in the trees, when the moon is a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas, when the road is a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor, oh, the highwayman comes riding, riding, riding. Yes, the highwayman comes riding up to the old inn door. Another time I'm going home down this road on my own. I see the trees and I feel the sun. Is this the time my traveling's done? But Daddy, it's been too long since I've been grown and gone along. How are you doing and how have you been? It'll be a while till I'm here again. I see the house and the old woodshed, and I wonder how many friends are dead. Have you seen my boy? Is he growing tall? How's his ma? Is she pretty still? But Daddy, it's been too long since I've been grown and gone along. How are you doing and how have you been? It'll be a while till I'm here again. The years have been good. I could be drinking less out on the coast. I found it's best. There's been lots of singing and lots of pain, and you know I'd live it again. And Daddy, it's been too long since I've been grown and gone along. How are you doing and how have you been? It'll be a while till I'm here again. Some things haven't changed way out there. I still have my shotgun and my long hair. And the mountains and me
are the best of friends. I'm still looking for a woman who really understands. But Daddy, it's been too long since I've been grown and gone along. How are you doing? And how have you been? It'll be a while till I'm here again.
Was a gambler, and Wesley was his name. He'd ride many miles for the chance to play his game, and the lifeline surrounded his eyes, so they say. Rounders as she was from the miles. On that hot dusty day, as she watched him at his play, she thought she heard something far inside her say. Beside him and on the run once more, but it pained him to remember the life of darkness he once led, and so he told her of a man left lying dead. So she told him of the ghosts far from lying cold and still, of windy prairie nights with their lonely haunting chill, how she still could see the faces of the robbers who moved on, passed before her till the first sun rays of dawn. Saw the change come round, like the grateful smiling laughter of a wanderer who's been found. But the lady wondered still what kind of game was left to play, and as they saddled up to leave, some heard her say, "You live life as a gambler all along San Joaquin. In your eyes remain the story of the times you have seen, but your smile across the campfire makes a dream alive again, of a spirit free to glide across the plain." Take me away.
saw Norman Blake and Peter Ostrushko play Blackberry Blossom from that old record, Meeting on Southern Soil, that they put out last millennium. Let me tell you about that five-song set of music you just heard here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard from Martin, Bogan, and the Armstrongs doing Ice Cream Freezer Blues. That was originally on their LP, Martin, Bogan, and Armstrong. And it was re-released later on Rounder on a twofer CD with Martin, Bogan, and Armstrong and That Old Gang of Mine. Oh, they're on one CD. Anyway, Carl Martin's Ice Cream Freezer Blues. As long as you kept your mind on ice cream, all's good. Then we heard Doc Watson and David Holt with When the Roses Bloom in Dixieland. Doc Watson did the playing and the singing, and David Holt did the interviewing. I thought that was interesting, so I left in a lot of the comments. Then, I know that perhaps Maggie from Michigan's favorite Phil Oakes song is The Highwayman, yes, setting the Edward Arlington Robinson poem to music. So that's why I played Phil Oakes' The Highwayman from his 1965 LP, I Ain't Marching Anymore. Then we also went back to about 1975 for Kate Wolfe and her band The Wildwood Flower doing Oklahoma Going Home from a 1976 record called Back Roads. And we closed the set down with Mary McCaslin doing Young Wesley, another great ballad, and that's from Things We Said Today, a Best of Mary McCaslin compilation that came out in 1992. We've had so much fun, there's already time for our gospel set. Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver are going to get us started.
When I was a young man, I lived fast and I lived hard, fought my demons, and they left way too many scars on my heart, on my mind and on my soul, that led me down a dark and dead-end road. One night at rock bottom, I read about a man that even loved the ones that drove nails in his hands. It took a man like that to make me open up my eyes. Took a man like that to make me want to change my life. Took a man like that to save my soul and set me free. Took a man like that to love the devil right out of me. And everyone that knew me swore I'd never turn around. I was too far gone. Oh, but look at me now, right on track, right here where I need to be. That's what happens when you fall down on your knees. I know I'm not perfect, you know there was only one. He died for me, the Father's only son. It took a man like that to make me open up my eyes. Took a man like that to make me want to change my life. Took a man like that to save my soul and set me free. Took a man like that to love the devil right out of me.
It took a man like that to make me open up my eyes. Took a man like that to make me want to change my life. Took a man like that to save my soul and set me free. Took a man like that to love the devil right out of me. Oh, it took a man like that to love the devil right out of me. It took a man like that.
I said tomorrow, the Lord said today. Oh, what about today? My final trouble, has it come and gone? The Lord answered softly, there's another coming on. Will it come tomorrow? Can't I hide away? He said, you could stand and face it. It could come today. I said, tomorrow. The Lord said, today. He said, you can do better. You can kneel right now and pray. I said, tomorrow. He said, tomorrow's far away. He said, what about today? My neighbor needs my help again, but right now I can't delay. Maybe later on this week, does it have to be today? God said, later is a travesty, you could wait your life away. Tomorrow may not happen, but what about today? Oh, I said tomorrow, the Lord said today. He said, you can do better, you can kneel right now and pray. I said tomorrow, he said, tomorrow's far away. Oh, how about tomorrow, Lord? He said, what about today? My last chance to try, or is it gone? The Lord answered softly, there's another coming on. Though lions roar and people war, you can't keep life at bay. You can't trust luck or destiny, but I am here today. Oh, I said tomorrow, the Lord said today. He said, you can do better, you can kneel right now and pray. Said, what about today? I said tomorrow, the Lord said today. Oh, what about today? Tomorrow may not happen, you can wait your life away. Oh, how about tomorrow, Lord? He said, what about?
Lead me on and on, lead me on and on.
Say,
let me press thy hand, just lead me on and on.
Lead me
on and on and on.
Say,
let me press thy hand, just lead me on and on.
It was
early in the morning,
loading,
about the break of day.
We go, the
angels came from heaven,
loading,
rolling stones away.
Unloading,
tell me where they laid him,
unloading,
taking away my load.
Savior,
let me press thy hand, just lead me on and on.
Just lead me
on and on.
Just lead me
on and on.
Savior,
let me press thy hand, just lead me on and on.
Just lead me
on and on.
Just lead me
on and on.
Savior,
let me press thy hand, just lead me on and on.
Good
morning, Sister Mary.
Loading.
Morning, Brother John.
Loading.
Won't you stop and tell me,
loading,
how I came along?
Loading.
Came through many hard crosses.
Loading.
Came through many hard floods.
Savior,
let me press thy hand, just lead me on and on.
Just lead me
on and on.
Just lead me
on and on.
Savior,
let me press.
pressed a hand. Just lead me on and on.
Just lead me on
and on.
Just lead me
on and on.
Say,
let me press a hand. Just lead me on and on.
Will you
hush the deep blue sea, the deep blue sea.
I will find,
I find him if I can. I find him if I can.
Will he, the
dear old blessed Savior,
loading,
coming in the kingdom,
golden,
when you get to heaven,
loading,
Lord, remember me.
Savior,
let me press the hand to lead me on and on.
Just lead me on
and on.
Just lead me
on and on.
Savior,
let me press the hand to lead me on and on.
Just lead me
on and on.
Just lead me
on and on.
Savior,
let me press the hand to lead me on and on.
If sin is your mortar, then the devil is your mason. He's raising you a dark castle wall. Remember, you're building on Lucifer's foundation till Jesus swings a wrecking ball. He'll tear you down.
He'll tear you down.
All you gotta do is ask him. If you believe in Jesus, it will fall right to the ground.
Right to the ground.
Those stones will come a-crashing when Jesus swings a wrecking ball. Satan's house is gloomy, the halls are dark and jagged. No doorways, no windows, no way out at all. But when you want the sunshine, there's one sure way to have it. Let Jesus swing the wrecking ball. He'll tear it down.
He'll tear it down.
All you gotta do is ask him. If you believe in Jesus, it will fall right to the ground.
Right to the ground.
Those stones will come a-crashing when Jesus swings a wrecking ball. He can't roll or crush. Nothing standing stronger than his love. So when all your burdens start rising up, call on him. He'll tear it down.
He'll tear it down.
All you gotta do is ask him. If you believe in Jesus, it will fall right to the ground.
Right to the ground.
Those stones will come a-crashing when Jesus swings a wrecking ball.
I had a really good time picking out these songs, a really good time playing them for you. I hope you enjoyed them as well. I particularly enjoyed that last gospel song. Helen Bybee and Grasstown, when Jesus swings the wrecking ball, huh? All right, let me tell you about the entire gospel set. Back at the beginning of the set, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver gave us It Took a Man Like That from their 2012 record, Sing Me a Song About Jesus. Then Mean Mary gave us What About Today from her 2020 record, Alone. Then we went back to about 1937 for the Golden Gate Quartet doing Lead Me On and On. And then, as I said, we heard from 2019, Alan Bybee and Grasstown doing When Jesus Swings the Wrecking Ball. Well, I am Mando Richard, and I thank each and every one of you for having listened to all or part of today's Whiskey Before Breakfast. And you can always get in touch with me, give me any comments, give me any requests, whatever you want to do. I'm Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, either Gmail or Yahoo. Hey everybody, thanks again for listening, and be well, stay safe. Be kind to each other, no matter what kind of music the other person listens to. That's probably a good idea to keep doing those COVID-19 precautions. And I'll see you next week on the radio. ¶¶ Master Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in your brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Court's in session. Join your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM on your radio dial and WRCT.org on the interwebs. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour, 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues coming your way. And, in this hour, who do we have to listen to today? We've got some Buddy Guy queued up with a fairly acoustic tune from him. Little Milton recording for Sun Records. Ike Turner as well, without Tina, I believe, from the 1950s. But first, we're going to start off with Albert King. Here he is recorded for Stax Records back, 1960-something. This is Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven. Albert King here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Nobody wants to cry.
everybody wants to laugh, but nobody wants to cry. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Everybody wanna hear the truth, but yet everybody wants to tell a lie.